Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Nat King Cole and his trio from 1961. And the song was It's Only a Paper Moon, written by Harold Arlen, Yip Harburg, and Billy Rose, and introduced in the film Take a Chance. The film was released in 1933, and Nat King Cole made that recording in 1961. It's been recorded by many, many artists over the years. I think one of the first was Paul Whiteman and his band back in the 30s, right about the time that the song was introduced in the film. Well, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and this is by way of being the second show in our series of The Summer Sky at Night. Last week, we listened to a program with songs about the stars, and today, well, you've guessed it, we are looking to play some songs about the moon. It's been a very popular scene with songwriters and with singers and musicians, as we'll hear this morning. We have a lot of well-known songs for you today and a couple of new-to-me songs as well, so they may be new to you or you may be familiar with them. And we will go now to Anita O'Day. We're going to stay in the year 1961. One of the recordings she made for the Verve label. The song is called The Moon Looks Down and Laughs, and it was written by Burt Kalmar, Harry Ruby, and Sid Silvers. And I think you will agree, Anita, does her usual impeccable performance on this one. Then back to 1935, to a very fine orchestra that was just getting together at the time. Their leader was Bob Crosby, brother of Bing, and a fine singer in his own right. He was the front man for a group of very fine musicians from the Dixieland days. And it's the Bob Crosby Orchestra. And we'll hear also from Bob Crosby himself with the words to the song, Roll Along Prairie Moon. And of course, the musicians, many wonderful musicians, will be providing the music. It was written by Ted Fiorito, Harry McPherson, and Albert von Tilzer. And then we'll stay in 1935 to a young singer, with a young singer, I should say, who was getting into her stride, Billie Holiday. She went on, of course, to have a great career. But she's starting out now, working with Teddy Wilson for the Brunswick, later to become Columbia label. So it's Billie and a small group of musicians. Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Ben Webster, tenor sax, Teddy on piano, John Trueheart on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and the ever-present on these recordings, Cozy Cole on drums. The song was written by Ralph Ranger and Dorothy Parker, and it's called I Wished on the Moon, and that'll be Billie Holiday. And we'll get going with Anita O'Day, The Moon Looks Down and Laughs.
Says I told you so. Why did I let you go away? I was so sure you loved me madly. And when I wanted you, you'd gladly come back to me. I never realized the day we said goodbye, how very sorry I would be. And every night when I walk up and down this lonesome town, the moon looks down and laughs at me. Do 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 Diddly-doo-diddy-doo. Agar-agar, never realized the day we said goodbye. How very sorry agar-agar we're gonna be. And every night when I walk up and down this lonesome town, the moon looks down and laughs at me.
lone star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I look for every loveliness. It all
listening to. I've heard that song before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to songs about the moon. As I mentioned, part of our series of the summer sky at night. And we just heard from Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson and Friends, I Wished on the Moon, written by Dorothy Parker and Ralph Ranger. And they recorded that in 1935. Bob Crosby and his orchestra joined us with Roll Along, Prairie Moon, and that was also from 1935. And we started out with the ever lovely Anita O'Day, The Moon Looks Down and Laughs, written by Burt Kalmar, Harry Ruby, and Sid Silver. Well, we're going to carry on with more songs on this theme, and one of the loveliest comes from 1942. It was featured in the movie Road to Morocco in that year, and that should give you an indication of who is performing it. Yes, it's Bing Crosby from one of the very famous Road movies, probably the most famous, actually. He made with Dorothy L'Amour and Bob Hope. Well, this one is Moonlight Becomes You, and Bing is serenading Dorothy L'Amour, as he frequently did in these shows, in these films. Well, the song was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, who pretty well wrote all the music for the road shows, and very successful it was. Then we'll go to 1953 to another song that was featured in a movie of the same name in 1953, though the song, I believe, goes back further than that, By the Light of the Silvery Moon. And we'll hear it from the lady who sang it in the film, and that's Doris Day. She's joined by the Norman Luboff Choir and Orchestra, led by Paul Weston. The song, by the way, was written by Gus Edwards and Edward Madden. And then to 1936. I have to say, to one of my favorite performers, because he's such fun, and that is Fats Waller. Always entertaining, I guess, is the best word, but a consummate pianist, and his vocals are always interesting. I haven't heard this one before. And it's called Moon Rose, written by Fred Rose. I don't know whether Rose refers to a flower or to the songwriter here, but I think you'll agree Fats does his usual wonderful job with it from 1936. And we'll start with Bing Crosby serenading Dorothy L'Amour with Moonlight Becomes You.
Becomes you, it goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so. To go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
By the light of the silvery moon, to my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon. Place, park,
scene, dark,
silvery moon is shining through the trees.
Cast to
me, you,
sound of kisses floating on the breeze.
Act one,
begun
dialogue, where would you like to spoon
my cue
with you
underneath the silvery moon by the light of the silvery moon. I want a spoon. To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in tune. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
Roses blooming all around the place.
Cast three,
you, me, preacher with a solemn looking face.
Choir sings, bell rings, preacher,
you are wed forevermore.
Act two, all three,
every night the same encore. By the light,
not the dark, but the light
of the silvery moon,
not the sun, but the moon.
I want a spoon,
not croon, but spoon.
To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon,
honeymoon, honeymoon,
keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
The silvery moon.
you're a moon rose, sweet moon rose. Every hour you're in sight, I'll be where thou art, pretty moon rose, sweet moon rose, yeah. I'm a bee that's taking trips, sipping honey from your lips. Lifting on the wings of destiny. Baby, are you going to take care of the wings of destiny, huh? Oh, mercy. You may have a precious name, but you'll always be just a moon rose to me.
Been listening to the one and only Fats Waller with Moon Rose. As I said, I haven't heard that one before, and Fats always is so much fun to listen to. It's written by Fred Rose, and Fats and Friends recorded it in 1936. I have heard before the one that we heard before Fats Waller, and that is By the Light of the Silvery Moon, and it was brought to us by Doris Day, who also performed it in the movie of the same name in 1953. It's written by Gus Edwards and Edward Madden. And we started out with the lovely voice of Bing Crosby serenading Dorothy L'Amour in The Road to Morocco, 1942. And the song was Moonlight Becomes You, from the pens of Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau, listener supported since 1991.
Advertising on CHUO means reaching out to all communities. Find out more by sending an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
Are you suffering from a late COVID-19 vaccine appointment? You're not alone. Thousands in Ottawa just like you have appointments after August 15. But there's a solution. Visit ontario.ca/bookvaccine to find an earlier appointment at a time and place convenient to you. In fact, you don't even need an appointment. Visit ottawapublichealth.ca to find out where drop-in vaccinations are taking place. So don't wait. Get your vaccine earlier and get your life back sooner. This is a message from the City of Ottawa.
Brothers, sisters, moms, dads, friends, and neighbors. These are the men and women dedicated to the caretaking of our loved ones after they pass away. They stand ready to walk beside us during our most difficult days, especially now during these challenging times. We salute all the funeral, cremation, and cemetery professionals, these final responders, and simply say thank you.
If you like things that sound a little bit different than everything else, tune into Tornado Warning, Thursday nights at 9 here on CHUO. John plays a wide range of offbeat tunes you forgot about, or possibly didn't even know existed. He also has interesting guests and meaningless trivia, and presents it in a way you won't soon forget. Keep your ears ready for a Tornado Warning, Thursday nights at 9 or anytime on demand at chuo.fm.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, as I mentioned, we are listening to songs about the moon, part of our Summer Sky at Night series. And we listened to songs about the stars last week, and today it's songs about the moon. And We'll see. We might have another one next week about the sky as in general. We'll see how far we get. Well, our next song on the moon is from 1939, from a young singer who was starting out with her first big band, and that is Helen Forrest. Well, as you know, if you listen to the show, she went on to have a long and wonderful career, and rightly so, because she had one of the loveliest voices around. I'd have to say in the 20th century, she really did have a beautiful, warm voice with quite amazing interpretive skills. We'll hear her from 1939, so she's about her 20, 21 at this point, and already you see that maturity of style, or you can hear it, rather. Well, she's singing at this time with Artie Shaw and his orchestra, and he also helped write the song, which is called Moon Ray. And also given credits for the song is Paul Madison and Arthur Quenzer. And that's Helen Forrest with Artie Shaw and Moon Ray. And then to 1955, to another big band with whom Helen sang, but this I think is going to be an instrumental version. The song is called Velvet Moon, and I don't think I've heard it before. It's written by Eddie DeLang and Joseph Miro. And the orchestra with that very recognizable trumpet from Harry James, one of the many recordings he made for the Capitol label in the 1950s. We'll round out the set with a recording from 1934 to a singer-songwriter called Hoagy Carmichael. Well, of course, Hoagy Carmichael had a very long and wonderful career. He was a songwriter primarily. He also made a lot of recordings of his own work. Primarily wrote music, but he also did lyrics. And then, of course, went on to have a television career as well. Well, he wrote this particular song, which is called Moon Country is Home to Me. The lyrics are from Johnny Mercer. I always think they're such a wonderful team because they're so quintessentially the American voice. Hoagy is providing the piano and the words on this one. We have Jimmy Dorsey, and he's listed as both trumpet and clarinet. Carl Kress on guitar. Arthur Bernstein on bass. Joe Venuti is joining us on violin, and we'll also hear the xylophone from Red Norvo. And that's Moon Country is Home to Me. And we'll get started with Helen Forrest and Artie Shaw and Moon Ray. Thank you.
Possum and coon country, that sycamore heaven back south. I'll lose my mind till I get there. I long for that old country, that good for the soul country, good for cooking things that melt in your mouth. Oh Lord, when my cousin Cindy Lou plays a twilight hymn to you, she makes that old piano sound exactly like brand new. I long for that moon country, that's where I should be, 'cause that old moon country is home to me.
Hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're in the middle of our Summer Sky at Night series, songs about the stars. Today, songs about the moon. We've just been listening to Hoagy Carmichael and Friends with Moon Country is Home to Me, a song written by himself and Johnny Mercer. They recorded that in 1934. Before that, Harry James, as I said, that unmistakable sound of his trumpet. I don't think anybody plays quite like Harry James quite so often and quite so much, I guess. He recorded that in 1955. And we started out with the lovely voice of Helen Forrest along with Artie Shaw and his orchestra, with a song written by Artie Shaw himself called Moon Ray from 1939. Well, we've got two wonderful performers coming up for you. Two more, I should say, wonderful performers coming up in our next set. And perhaps one of the most famous songs for About the Moon, written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. You've guessed it, Blue Moon. Who hasn't recorded this? It has been recorded by just about everyone. And in fact, The artist who's bringing it to us this morning made several recordings of it, so I had had three or four to choose from. And I picked one that he made in 1954, and that is Mel Torme, he of the absolutely lovely voice. So he'll be bringing us that lovely Rodgers and Hart standard Blue Moon. And then to 1938, and we'll hear again from Red Norvo, this time with his orchestra, and his, I believe by that time, ex-wife, Mildred Bailey, one of the great singers in the 30s. She had a lovely, sweet voice and a marvelous swing style, and when she's matched with some of the greatest musicians around at the time, including those in her husband's orchestra, well, the product is beyond compare. Well, they're going to bring us a number written again by Johnny Mercer and this time Harry Warren. I should have heard of this, but I don't recall it. Maybe you've heard it. Garden of the Moon, featured in the film of the same name, and that's Garden of the Moon. So two songs, one from Mildred Bailey, and we'll start with Mel Torme and Blue Moon.
Blue You saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue just what I was there for. You heard me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. There suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Thank you.
The garden of the moon, where a couple never misses a chance to pick some kisses from off the sweetheart tree. Blossoms from above in the garden of the moon. Sweet, sweet, nothing gather on our way. Sweet, sweet nothings to put in your bouquet. we're going to where a dream is growing. So come along with me down the lane of love to the garden of the moon.
Garden of the Moon from 1938. And before that, we heard from Mel Torme with Blue Moon from 1954. Well, as I said, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. You've been listening to part of our summer series about the sky at night. And we'll probably have some more next week, too, because last week was stars, this week is moon. We do have one more song for you, a very famous song about the moon. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I would like to thank you for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our selection of songs and, of course, all our wonderful artists. Do please stay with us. Randy's getting ready to bring you some wonderful jazz for the next 2 hours. Do please stay with us. I'll be back next week with more songs from days gone by. So I hope you're able to join me then. Once again, as I said, thanks for listening. And to see us out, 1947, to a young singer who was starting out at the time, turned out to have one of the loveliest voices in popular music. And there was lots of competition around too. And that belonged to Vic Damone, a very rich voice and strong voice, but he could also be incredibly tender and lyrical, and we'll hear him this morning with a song that's not all that famous or well known. It's written by Guy Wood, and it's called Music from Beyond the Moon. Well, maybe we'll go out there one day and find it. Anyway, Vic will bring it to us in the meantime.
Night was velvet and the stars were gold, and my heart was young, but the moon was old. I was listening for the music from beyond the moon. You came along and filled my empty eyes, and my eager lips thrilled to all your charms. When we touched, I heard the music from beyond the moon. But the night turned the dawn in a and gone with the dawn was my love. the love that was young, the song that was sung, they're gone like mist up above. The night is velvet and the stars are gold, and the moon is new, but my heart is old. I keep waiting for the music from beyond the moon. But the night turned the dawn in a twinkling, and gone with the dawn was my love. The love that was young, the song that was sung, they're gone like mist up above. The night is velvet and the stars are gold, and the moon is new, but my heart is old. I keep waiting for the music from beyond.